So the picture of Judaism in Asia Minor is one of great diversity. It's very heterodox. Many speak Greek. And these Jews have given some pagans notions of monotheism, have introduced them to Jewish practices. And there is a tradition running through part of pagan literature that is very sympathetic to Judaism, especially certain Roman writers who admired the strictures of Judaism and and the moral purity of its priestly caste in Jerusalem, or the rabbis and interpreters in the synagogue. Well, this network of Jewish communities is exactly what Paul and his disciples used to preach their version of Christianity in the first and early second century AD. And if you plot the cities from the letters of Paul or from the Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament where Paul or Timothy preached, you will find that they're all cities that had some type of Jewish community. Some of them are Seleucid settlements. Many of them are located in Asia Minor, and they're located on those strategic highways that I've mentioned before. And it's in these communities where Paul made his first converts. There's a great deal of myth surrounding early Christians. Sometimes they're seen as the first, quote-unquote, communists. It was a completely communal society. Some have tried to see in it the origins of Protestant church organizations or the origin of the Catholic hierarchy. And there's a great deal of rewriting that that has gone into interpreting these communities, and we really know very little about them. The best reconstruction, which places these communities within the wider Hellenized world of the Roman East, sees early Christians as converts in terms of families. There were individuals who would be persuaded and would come over. Paul mentions them. But when there was a conversion, usually the whole family converted. And in those instances, prominent members of the early Christian community provided their homes for worship, for meeting halls. They set up study groups that were very similar to what you would have in the Jewish synagogue. So in many ways, the earliest Christian communities were very much patterned after the organization of Jewish synagogues and study groups that existed in those towns. Furthermore, from what we can tell of the social ranking of the people who converted to Christianity in the letters of Paul and in the Acts of the Apostles, it seems to embrace individuals who have a certain amount of money, a certain amount of rank, but really are not of the upper echelons of the city. Some of them are Jews, some of them are pagan sympathizers, some are engaged in crafts. They often are people that have money but low social esteem, low social rank. Some are freedmen, men who were freed and had the Roman citizenship. So what you're getting is not the top levels of society, and you're not getting the majority of the population, the peasants in the countryside. What you're getting are certain classes in the city where these churches are extremely appealing, and in which many of these people had exposure to Jewish notions of monotheism. And there's an important point to stress. The Christianity of Asia Minor, throughout its history, had a very strong Jewish tinge to it, or as they would say, an Old Testament tinge. Many Anatolian Christians had an aversion to the worship of images. And this goes back to a Jewish tradition, which later explodes in the great iconoclastic controversy of the 8th century AD. Others, for instance, put great stress on prophecy and the importance of women as prophets, as prophetesses. There was a heresy that emerged in Asia Minor in the late 2nd century AD, headed up by a fellow named Montanus. It's in the old Phrygian high country. And he was associated with two female prophetesses who claimed to speak for the Holy Spirit. And this is a tradition that goes back into various forms of Judaism of the Hellenistic age. And again, points to that strong continuity between Judaism and Christianity in Asia Minor. The differences weren't that strong. And in the 2nd and 3rd century AD, we have certain tombstones and inscriptions set up by Christians, and they indicate that some Christians still adhere to the dietary laws. Did not eat pork, that they were circumcised, despite Paul saying that this was no longer necessary for the Christian community, that Jesus was the new Torah, the new law. And so that there were very, very close associations between these Anatolian Christian communities and Jewish communities. In many ways, these early Christian communities were the poor cousins of their Jewish neighbors and kinsmen.